This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Well, for today, instead of reviewing an episode, I want to talk about the 20th anniversary Mayberry Days, which is occurring September 24th through the 27th, 2009. That's a Thursday through Sunday, and it depends on when you're listening to this, but that's occurring this week in a couple days from when I'm recording this podcast. It's currently Tuesday, September 22nd, 2009, and if you've not heard of this, I just want to briefly take some time and tell you what goes on here. Mount Airy, North Carolina, is the childhood home of Andy Griffith, the man himself. And at this event, it's just a celebration of the Andy Griffith Show, and there's all kinds of guests and people that come to town. My wife and I have been going for 3 or 4 years now, and it's just a blast, and we have a great time there. Just to let you know, some of the special guests that are supposed to be there this year, Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou. Now, whether you realize it or not, Betty Lynn actually moved to Mount Airy a couple of years ago. And so she lives there, and it's always great to see her. Maggie Peterson Mancuso, who played Charlene Darling. She's been there, I believe, every year that I've been there. We also have Elizabeth McCray, who played Lou Ann Poove. You saw her on Gomer Pyle USMC. Then Jackie Joseph, Sweet Romina, or Ramona, appeared on one episode of the Andy Griffith Show. She's there. She should be there. You got George Spence that played Frank the Fiancé. This year, a special appearance by the daughter of Don Knotts, Karen Knotts. And then you always get an opportunity to hear Doug and Rodney Dillard, the Darling Boys, and I enjoy going to their concert, and they're so friendly. Get a chance to talk with them and mingle with them. And again, everybody here is really friendly. And then James Best, who played Jim Lindsay, and you also saw him on Dukes of Hazzard as well. Then Leroy McNeese, who was also on the Andy Griffith Show. So those are some of the characters, the television characters, but there's all kinds of tribute artists there. Alan Newsome playing Floyd the Barber, David Browning playing Mayberry Deputy, and then typically there's a Howard Sprague, an Aunt Bee. I've seen Andy Griffith tribute artists. I've seen Gomer. Goober is a tribute artist. There's so many different tribute artists there. Ernest T. Bass. So again, there's a lot of things to do. Now, what all is there to do at Mayberry Days? Well, some of these things you can still get access to or go see, and I just want you to realize that. You can call area code 336-786-7998, or you can use an 800 number, which is 800-286-6193, and some tickets will still be available. On September 24th, there's a golf tournament and dinner, and then there's some entertainment after that. And again, there's all kinds of concerts. If you want to see Don Knotts' daughter, and she's doing a show called Tied Up in Knots, that's going to be at the Downtown Cinema Theater on September 25th. Then there's a couple of concerts the Dillards are doing. Definitely going to one of those. If you like the VW Boys, they do a salute to Mayberry in the Downtown Cinema. I always attend also Professor Brower's lecture, and after that lecture you have the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club meeting, and that's in the Downtown Cinema. Then there's Colonel Tim's Talent Time, which is always has some good talent down there. And then Michael Hoover, I've seen him do his shows, Memories of Elvis. He does a great job there. And it's just a fun time. And then they're going to show the movie at the Downtown Cinema on September 27th in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. Now, here's something I bet you haven't ever thought about. Most of us, when we watch the Andy Griffith Show, we watch it at home by ourselves or with a couple of people. But one of the things that's really I've enjoyed is you actually go to Mayberry Days, and in the cinema they'll play. You may be able to see some of the Andy Griffith shows there, and you see it with the crowd. Let me just share with you one real honest, touching memory. A couple of years ago, Betty Lynn was at Neil Brower's lecture. And he was interviewing her, and they would show a clip from a show, and she would talk a little bit about what was going on. But that was the year that Don Knotts had just passed away. And I promise you, I'll never forget this. I was sitting in the audience up in the balcony. The place was packed. And Betty Lynn was talking about Don Knotts' last few minutes on this earth, and said that he was surrounded by family and friends, and Andy Griffith was there, and Don was breathing, and said Andy was standing beside him going, "Come on, Don, you got to breathe, Don. Come on, Don, breathe." And finally, Don Knotts took his last breath. Well, you could have heard a pin drop in the theater. And I looked around. My wife was crying. There were so many people crying. It was just an unbelievable moment that I'll never forget. But one of the things that I like about those Neil Brower lectures, he typically utilizes some of the part or of the episode, and you're sitting there, and it's something you just don't do. You watch the episode in a movie theater, and there's hundreds of people in there. And that is so much fun. I just can't explain it. Yeah, it's fun to watch Andy Griffith Show when you're home by yourself, but when you're in a movie theater full of people watching Andy Griffith Show, it's funnier, it's even more enjoyable. So, you know, I often wondered, could you make a lot of money by just opening a movie theater and showing reruns of the Andy Griffith Show, not charge that much, and just allow people to come in and watch together? I mean, oh my goodness, it's just so much fun. If you're interested in going to Mount Airy Mayberry Days. Again, you can get some information by going online and look up the Surrey Arts Council. That's spelled S-U-R-R-Y, Arts Council. And on their website, you will see a link to Mayberry Days, and it'll have all these events and even more that I described just a few moments ago. Again, I can't tell you how much fun it is to go there, and this is the 20th anniversary, the 20th annual Mayberry Days get-together, and I tell you, it's simply a lot of fun. I also want to say on Sunday, they have, if the weather's nice, an outside worship service with music, and it was just really good as well. And what I like about you have all this fun going from Thursday to Saturday night. Then Sunday, everybody gets serious for their worship service, and it's really just a nice, pleasant experience, and I highly recommend you can get there. If you can't get there, I certainly hope you can at least go to the website. Again, the Surrey Arts Council. Look that up. It'll be something like surryart.com or some derivative thereof, and you can take a look at least what's going on at Mayberry Days. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. And thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.